My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. The other day, me and my wife were in Wendy's and was watching this young man trying to order a coffee. And he was like, I need 6 cents. And then he yelled out to his drugged out girlfriend somewhere in the back corner. And she came stumbling up. And you know, it was so sad. She was so skinny. Just bones. Young kid. Probably living in an automobile or homeless somewhere. It was in Clearwater, Florida. Just my heart was just breaking. She kept staring at me and Nomi while we sat in the restaurant eating. She'd go up and get a drink of water and she'd stare at us. And he was like to the right of us. And I didn't quite like the way he was looking at us. It was almost like we were targets. And Nomi thought that we were being cased to be robbed. And I said, don't worry. God's got this. And finally, a bunch of people came in and they just drifted away. But my heart was broken. I wanted to minister to him, but I wanted to watch him first. They're so wasted. So drugged out. And I thought, where's their parents? Where's somebody to help them? And my wife was a social worker in Clearwater, and she said, this is what Clearwater's like. It was just so painful to watch two lost ones, and we were on the way to do a meeting. We didn't have a lot of time, just a quick hamburger and out the door, and by the time I was done with the hamburger, I was going to witness to them, but I knew they were a little bit dangerous. You could see it in their eyes. You know what I'm talking about. You know when some people are so drugged out, and they're liable to rob you, or possibly anything, freak out on you. And so I said, we don't have time for this one. This is not the anointing on us at this moment for the meeting. We don't have this type of anointing for street ministry right now. I just wonder how many thousands of young people living in streets in automobiles. As walking out the door, I almost bumped into a gentleman who had a leg that had been shot off in the war, and I looked in his eyes and there was emptiness and post-traumatic syndrome. He was living in his car too. And I thought, dear God, this one Wendy's in Clearwater had enough ministry for 100 people. Then I watched another couple come in, and as we were heading out the door, and you could tell they had AIDS. They were just, oh my, so sickly, sores all over their bodies, and I'm thinking, oh my, one of the toughest little restaurants I've been in my life. You know, my dear friends, there's a lot happening out there. There's all types of ministers needed. A lot of times ministers are waiting for somebody else to put them in position, like, oh, make me associate pastor, make me a youth pastor, when you can start a ministry in 1 minute. I mean, just go to the streets and pray with people. You've got a ministry. Just go bring bottles of water to the thirsty homeless. You got a ministry. Sometimes I think people have lost their imagination how to start something. They need somebody else to put them in it. You can go get a couple hundred Bibles, and the little ones, not too big, and pass them out on the streets and all these different places that we're seeing people wounded, broken. I know Florida. I don't know about the state you're living in or the country you're living in. These broadcasts go all over the world, so I'm not sure, but I bet you get homeless everywhere. I bet you get drugged out people everywhere. What did God save you from? What did God heal you from? So that's where your anointing is. I mean, if God healed you from drugs, go set people free from drugs. The Bible says we comfort others where we've been comforted. A lot of times I witness a lot of people. They come from homelessness. They come from the drug scene. And they want a ministry to the rich. I'm sorry. The rich can see right through you. You're just after their money. You're just after what they have. I'm talking about a real calling. And I'm talking to you. So stop trying to be somebody else. Somebody wants to be Rodney Howard Brown. Somebody else wants to be this person. Somebody else wants... No, those Rodney's a great person. A lot of great people out there. But what you need to be is you. You need to walk in your calling and your anointing in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray that over the next couple of days that you walk in your calling and your anointing. And you watch what happens. You watch your life change. You watch all the people you're going to bless. Be blessed. This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnewsagate.net. Goodnewsagate.net. God bless.